Good morning, brothers and sisters. 弟兄姐妹们早晨好。It's always a joy and a blessing, to have a chance to fellowship, with brothers and sisters in His Word.
在主耶稣基督的话语里边和弟兄姐妹们分享实在是喜乐是祝福。
To begin with, let's first read a few verses from the Bible.
我们开始的时候先读几处经文。
First, please turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们首先打开希伯来书。
We're going to read from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1.
我们要读希伯来书的第六章第一节。
Hebrews 6, verse 1.
六章一节。
Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works,and of a faith toward God.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进入到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑，信靠神。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We're going to read verse 20.
我们下一节经文要读哥林多前书14章20节。
1 Corinthians 14, verse 20.
哥林多前书十四章二十节。
Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil. By your thinking, be mature.
弟兄们，在心智上不要做小孩子，然而在恶事上要做婴儿，在心智上总要做大人。
And next, let's turn to the book of James.
下面我们到雅各书。
Book of James, chapter 3, verse 2.
雅各书的三章二节。
For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body.
原来我们在许多的事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
And then next, back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 14.
我们再回到希伯来书第五章十四节。
Hebrews 5:14.
希伯来书五章十四节。
But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍洗练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Here it says the power of their discernment, and could also be translated as the senses of their discernment.
这里边说他们能够分辨心洗练的通达，也是能够他的感觉被操练的成熟。
And lastly, let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们最后翻到罗马书。
Romans 8:14.
罗马书第八章十四节。
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
And brothers and sisters, for this morning, I have a little bit of burden and to share with you all, concerning the topic of going on to maturity.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天早晨我心里面的感动是和弟兄姐妹们一同交通这样的一个主题，竭力进到完全的地步，或者是竭力进入完全。
Yeah, that is from quoted from Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1.
就是我们刚才读到的希伯来书六章一节中的经文。
So what is maturity?
所以这个完全或者成熟是什么呢？
In the original language, it means a complete or completion. Or it has to go through some kind of necessary stages.To reach its end goal.
这个成熟是讲到一个完全，必须经历一个过程，能够达到它的终点。
And in the Bible, the word often translated as mature or perfect.
在圣经里边，这个词常常被翻译成成熟，或者是完美。
Yes. And so there's a, so brothers and sisters, when we are saved, we are being placed on a spiritual journey.Walking toward its end.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们得救的时候，我们就放到了一个属灵的道路上，要达到它的目的。
Yeah, the way is a way of a growth. It is a way of a maturing.
这条路就是一个成长的路，是一个得到成熟的路。
And it is not just for the newly believers. We often would like to encourage them to grow in the Lord, but it is also for all who have believed in the Lord, no matter how many years we have been saved.
不仅仅是对着初信的弟兄姐妹们，我们常常鼓励他们能够成长，而是对所有的弟兄姐妹们，我们都一同在这条路上能够达到完全。
Brothers and sisters, I think it is very interesting to see that for our spiritual life, we all aspire to grow up.
我们在这条属灵的路上，我们心里边都有一个愿望能够长大。
That is more for our physical life.
也是在我们这个肉身的生命上也是同样的。
Yeah, I remember when my son was young, and one time I asked him, "Oh, what do you want to do when you grow up?"
我还记得我的儿子小的时候，有一次问他，你长大了要做什么？
He said, "Oh, astronaut."
他说我要当宇航员。
He said, "Oh, wow, that's a pretty nice goal."
我说这是一个非常好的目标。
And sometimes later, I asked him, "Oh, what do you want to do when you grow up?"
后来又有些时候，我问他长大了要做什么。
I expected him to say astronaut.
我盼望着他可能会说到宇航员。
But this time around, he said, firefighter.
这一次呢，他说我要当一个救火员。
That's not too bad.
也不错。
But sometime later when I asked him again, he said, I want to be a truck driver.
但后来又有些时候我问他长大要做什么，他说我要成为卡车司机。
That is also a good profession too.
这也是一个不错的职业。
But when we were young, for our physical life, we have this expectation of adulthood. We aspire to grow up and we want to be useful.
因为当我们小的时候，我们都盼望着能够有一天长大成熟，我们能够成为有用的人。
But unfortunately, for our spiritual life, a lot of times is not the case.
但是很不幸的，在对于我们属灵的生命来讲，很多的时候我们并没有这样的期望。
And a lot of times we are pretty content with the condition we are in.
很多的时候我们满足于现状。
And how we feel like we are okay to be same old.
我们觉得好像我们老样子就可以了。
Yeah, as long as I come to the meeting regularly, I'm okay.
只要我能够每次按时的来聚会就好了。
Yeah, I don't care too much whether my life experience and knowledge in Christ has increased over the years.
我们并不关心我们生命的经历和在主耶稣基督的认识当中有没有长进。
But the author of Hebrews, the verse we just read in chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Let us go unto maturity."
但是我们刚才看见希伯来书的作者，我们读到的第六章一节，这里边讲到我们要竭力进到完全的地步。
It is expectation of our Father for all His children.
这是我们天父对他所有儿女的期望。
Let us go on to maturity.
让我们竭力进到成熟。
We know that therefore as we go on to maturity, as we embark on this spiritual journey, that there is an end, there is an end goal.
因为当我们开始了这条属灵的道路的时候，我们知道那里边有一个终点。
And the end goal is we are to be transformed into the image of God's beloved Son.
那个终点就是让我们都能够被改变成为主耶稣基督，被磨成他的形状。
And it's just like Paul says in Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
就好像是保罗在罗马书第八章二十九节所说的。
And he says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers."
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are all in this spiritual journey.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们都在这条属灵的路上。
And this is an ongoing process until we see the Lord face to face.
直到我们见主耶稣基督的那一天，我们都在这个过程，这条路上。
And during the process, the more we are like Christ, the closer we are to the end goal.
在这条路上，我们越像耶稣，我们就离这条路的终点越近。
And the much more mature we are,
我们就越成熟。
We know that for a, but if, in order for us to grow, the babyhood is a one necessary stage.
在我们成长的过程当中，婴儿期也是一个必要的时期。
But we cannot continue to stay in it.
但是我们不能永远停留在婴儿的阶段。
I think we all like babies.
我们都非常喜欢婴孩。
They are very cute, they are very fleshy.
他们非常可爱，非常新鲜。
But if a babe or a baby continue to stay in the babyhood, it will worry his or her father.
但是如果一个婴孩一直停在一个婴孩的阶段，他的父亲就会非常的焦虑。
And according to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1,
保罗在哥林多前书三章第一节的时候讲到。
And he says, babes in Christ are those who are of the flesh.
因为他说这个属婴孩的就是属肉体的。
Brothers and sisters, if we are of the flesh, we are babes in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们仍然是属肉体的，我们在耶稣基督里还是婴孩。
No matter how many years we have believed in the Lord.
不管我们在主里相信主已经有多少年了。
And for a babe in Christ is inexperienced in the word.
对于在主里边的婴孩，他讲在他的话语上是没有经验的。
And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and Paul says that a babe can only take milk, a digestive food, not solid food, and some deeper truth.
因为保罗在哥林多前书三章里边告诉我们说呢，婴孩只能是喂吃奶，他们只能吃被消化过的食物，他们不能吃干粮。
And also a babe in Christ can only be careful, be cuddled.
这个婴孩他只能被人关心，被人拥抱。
And not only, but if also for a babe, in Christ, he is in bondage.
婴孩也是受到各种的辖制。
And brothers and sisters, the life we have received from the Lord is of a liberty, of abundance.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们从主得到的生命乃是从各样的捆绑当中得到释放。
Of liberty and also of abundance.
是我们是能够得到释放，也能够得到丰富。
Yes. And Paul says in Galatians chapter 4,
保罗在加拉太书第四章里面告诉我们。
He says we actually are the heirs, the owners of everything God has prepared for us in Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里边乃是得产业的，是全业的主人。
But,if we are still children, we are no different from slaves.
但是当我们做婴孩的时候，我们就与奴仆毫无分别。
And we cannot enjoy the portion of abundance that could have been our part.
我们就不能够享受神在他的丰富里边所赐给我们的那个祝福的份。
And Paul also says as a children, we are enslaved to the elementary principles of the world.
因为保罗告诉我们说，我们做孩童的时候就受到这个世界小学的奴仆。
And we cannot enjoy the liberty in Christ.
我们就没有办法享受在耶稣基督里的自由。
It's not only for to impact us on the personal level.
这不仅仅在我们个人的层面上对我们产生影响。
But there's also a great negative impact on the corporate testimony if we continue to stay as a babe in Christ.
如果我们继续存留在这个婴孩的阶段，也对我们这个团体的见证也有非常大的负面的影响。
Because as mentioned, if we do not grow in Christ, then we are of the flesh.
因为我们在耶稣基督里边没有长大成人，我们就仍然是属于婴孩，属于肉体。
And, yeah, a fleshly Christian is a self-centered Christian.
因为属肉体的基督徒乃是一个自我中心的基督徒。
Say if a church is full of infants or babes in Christ.
假如一个教会里边充满了婴孩，属肉体的。
Probably it won't be not too difficult to imagine what kind of church life it will be.
我们就不会困难的想象这个教会的生活是怎样。
And probably we can see the church life in Corinth as recorded in 1 Corinthians.
在哥林多前书里边，哥林多书信里边所记载的哥林多的圣徒。
And Paul says that I cannot address you as a spiritual people.
因为保罗在那里边说，我还不能够把你们作为属灵的人。
But as a people of the flesh, as infants in Christ.
乃是只是属肉体的，在耶稣基督里是婴孩。
Therefore, in their church life, there was a full of striving and jealousy.
因此，在这个教会的生活当中，就充满了各种各样的争端和嫉妒。
And Paul also warns us in Ephesians chapter 4.
保罗也在以弗所书第四章里边警告我们
that if we are continue to be babes, we cannot be firmly rooted in Christ.
如果我们仍然是婴孩，我们就没有办法在基督里边扎稳根基。
And our corporate life in the Lord can be easily swayed by every wind of a doctrine.
我们团体的生活就会被一切的邪教之风摇来摇去。
By human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
被人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
So, brothers and sisters, there's an encouragement that we should leave babyhood, go on to maturity.
弟兄姐妹们，因此神鼓励我们要离开婴孩，要进入竭力进入成熟。
And there are some characteristics for a mature Christian.
在这些成熟的基督徒他们的生命当中有一些特质。
And the characteristics, these traits are not externally add on, but rather manifested from within, from the life they have.
这些基督徒成熟基督徒的特质不是从外边加上去的，乃是他们生命里边自然生长自然显明出来的。
And the maturity is shown in the thinking.
第一点，这些成熟显明在他们的心思思想上。
And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, 20,
保罗在哥林多十四前书十四章二十节里边讲到
，We should be mature in our thinking.
我们要在心智上总要做大人。
Or the entire verse says, "Brother, do not be children in your thinking, be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature."
这个全节的经文是说，弟兄们在心智上不要做小孩子，然而在恶事上要做婴儿，在心智上总要做大人。
Yeah, so in Chinese, 心智 but it's more on the thinking.
这里边我们讲到的心智实际上是我们的思想。
Yeah. And so, what does it mean by being a child in our thinking?
在这里边讲到我们心智，我们的思想上是婴孩是什么意思呢？
It says that our thought life always centers around ourselves.
就讲到我们所有的这些思念都是以自我为中心的。
Selfish thinking ourselves always to be right.
我们自我中心的思想就觉得我们自己永远是对的。
And so what does that mean to be, by being mature in our thinking?
在我们的思想上要成熟的意思是什么呢？
That is for us to think like Christ does.
就是让我们以耶稣基督的思想为思想。
And that is our mind has been transformed to be like the mind of Christ.
我们的心思被更新，像主耶稣基督的心思一样。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2.
保罗在罗马书的十二章一到二节。
Yeah. That we need to offer ourselves as a, offer our bodies, that means our entire beings, and to the Lord as a living sacrifice.
我们要把我们自己的身体，就是我们的全人都献上，当作活祭。
Then our mind will start to transform.
我们的心意才能够更新而变化。
In other words, when we are willing to offer our body as a living sacrifice, we give the Holy Spirit the freedom to do the work of transformation in our mind.
也就是说，当我们把自己当作活祭，身体当作活祭献上的时候，我们就允许圣灵的自由在我们里边做更新变化的工作。
And Paul also continued to say in those two verses that with a transformed mind, we could understand and appreciate the will of God.
保罗接着说，当我们的心思意念被更新而变化的时候，我们就能够查验，我们也能够感激神的旨意。
Yeah, we know that the will of God is a good, acceptable, and perfect.
我们就知道神的旨意是善良、纯全，且是可喜悦。
But only a transformed mind can understand and appreciate it.
但是唯有一个经过更新变化的心思才能够查验，才能够感激这样的一个旨意。
But a lot of times when our minds is not transformed, we cannot appreciate or understand the will of God, we will complain.
但是如果我们的心思没有被更新变化，我们就没有办法查验，我们也没有办法感激他的旨意，我们就会抱怨。
Yeah, we may complain the people we encounter.
我们会抱怨我们所接触的人。
We may complain the circumstances we are under.
我们会抱怨我们所处的环境。
Because we could not see all this is in His good will.
因为我们没有办法看见这是出于神善良的旨意。
We know that in the Old Testament time, the people of Israel in the wilderness complained a lot.
因为我们知道在旧约时代，当以色列人在旷野当中的时候，他们常常抱怨。
Although they witnessed the Lord's works,
他们亲眼看见了神的工作。
But they did not know the underlying ways or the will of the Lord.
但是他们没有看见神的旨意之下那个深处的工作。
They will complain if they did not get water or things did not go their ways.
他们会抱怨他们没有水，或者是事情没有按照他们的心意愿所发展。
Yeah, may our mind be transformed so that we can truly see the work of the Lord in every one of us.
用我们的心意更新而变化，我们看见神在我们每个人身上的工作。
And the maturity is also shown in our speech.
这个成熟也在我们的言语上表现出来。
Yeah, James 3:2, which we read before, says, For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle his whole body.
雅各书三章二节我们刚刚读过的，原来我们在许多的事上都有过失，若有人在言语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
So being mature in our speech doesn't mean that to be sophisticated in the choice of the words.
当我们在言语上能够成熟的时候，不是说我们选择了许多坚硬的词汇。
Sophisticated in the choice of words. Yeah.
不是选择那些复杂的词汇。
As a matter of fact, if our speech is inconsistent, from within, what we say is inconsistent in what we think.
乃是说到我们的言语心思是一致的。
If it is inconsistent.
哦，这个讲的是说我们的言语和心思是不一致的，是不成熟的表现。
If our focus is only on the choice of words,But it actually is inconsistent with what we think.
如果我们只是注重学那些词汇的话，词汇的选择的话，这和我们心里边的真实的光景是不一致。
Then actually it is hypocrisy.
那也就是一个假冒伪善的行为。
And rather our speech is a reflection and expression of what is in the mind in our heart.
乃是说我们的言语能够真实反映出我们心里边我们内心深处的一个光景。
The Lord says in Luke 6:45,
主耶稣在路加福音第六章四十五节告诉我们，
The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produce good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produce evil. For out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaks.
善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为人心里所充满的口里就说出来。
Actually, our speech directly reflects the degree of maturity of our mind.
实际上我们的言语行为就很大一个程度上反映了我们的成熟，我们是否成熟。
And the maturity also is shown in our when we read the word.
这个成熟也反映在我们当读话语的时候，读神话语的时候。
And Hebrews 5:14,
希伯来书第五章十四节。
And the author says that the spiritual milk is for the infants in Christ, but the solid food is for the mature.
这里边讲到说，奶是属于婴孩的，干粮才是属于长大成人的。
So brothers and sisters, only when we are mature in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，只有当我们在主里边成熟的时候
，Can we understand and appreciate the deeper truth？
我们才能够更深的明白，更深的感激神那 深的真理。
And also the maturity is shown in our following the Holy Spirit.
这个成熟也反映到我们是否跟随圣灵。
And Romans chapter 4 verse 14.
罗马书第八章十四节。
Paul says that for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
因为凡被圣灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Here, the sons of God, the sons, and means a mature son, not the, there's a two words, as a offspring, as a children of God. One is a son, so as a mature son, and the other is just like a babe, as a child of God.
这里边所讲到的儿子乃是一讲到一个成熟的儿子，因为在圣经里边有两个词可以成来描述儿子，一个是成熟的，一个是婴孩。
And here is the mature son of God, are led by the Spirit of God.
这里边讲到这个成熟的儿子是被圣灵所引导的。
So brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is always leading you and me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，圣灵永远住在你我里边。
He is always leading you and me.
他永远在带领你我。
Yeah, but if we are babes in Christ,Oftentimes we are not willing to be led.
但是如果我们是婴孩的时候，我们就不会接受这个带领。
Yeah, oftentimes we will insist on our own ways.
我们就会坚持自己的意见。
And there's a tug of war with the Spirit.
我们就和圣灵之间有这个相争。
But for mature Christians, the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives are no longer abstract.
但是对于成熟的基督徒来讲，圣灵在我们里边的工作就不再是抽象的。
But they will have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
我们就会和神有一个非常亲密的关系。
And they are pliant, obedient, and can be led by the Spirit.
我们就会住在主里，顺服主，并且能够接受圣灵的引领。
So brothers and sisters, how can we continue to grow in the Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们怎样才能够继续在主里边长大呢？
Or how can we go on to maturity?
或者是说我们怎样能够竭力进入成熟呢？
I think first we need to come to know that it is God who makes us grow.
我们首先要知道的是神让我们长大。
Yeah, God is the initiator.
他是那个开始者。
And our God saved us to be his children through Christ.
神借着主耶稣基督拯救了我们每个人成为他的儿女。
And his heart and mind for us,is for us to grow.
他的心他的意念都是要能够长大成人。
In a Psalm 127,
在诗篇第127篇里边，
I think it is a very familiar song. It says, Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain.
这是弟兄姐妹们非常熟悉的一篇诗篇，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力，若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
But we thank the Lord we are not laboring in vain, nor are we staying awake in vain.
感谢主，因为我们不是枉然劳力，也不是枉然警醒。
Because it is God who desired us to grow, and he caused us to grow.
因为神他已经设计我们，并且他要使我们能够长大成熟。
And through this salvation, God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
因为借着救恩，他已经把关乎生命和敬虔的事完全赐给了我们。
And what we need to do is to follow the law of life.
我们所需要的就是要跟随那个生命的律。
And just like our physical body, in order for our physical body to grow, there's some essential elements.
就像我们这个肉身的生命一样，它要长大有一些必要的条件。
I think we need to eat.
我想我们需要吃。
And we also need to rest.
我们需要休息。
And we also need to exercise.
我们也需要操练锻炼。
And these are the essential elements although not very comprehensive.
这是这些非常基本的因素，虽然它不是一个完全的因素。
Spiritually speaking, thisIt is also true for our spiritual growth.
对于属灵的成长来讲，这也是同样准确的。
And we also need to eat spiritual food.
我们需要吃属灵的食物。
We also need to rest in the Lord.
我们需要在主里边得安息。
And we also need to exercise our senses.
我们也需要操练我们的感觉。
And first we need to eat.
首先我们需要吃。
And we need to eat the word of the Lord.
我们需要吃神的话。
And we all know that the word of the Lord is our spiritual food.
我们都知道神的话就是我们属灵的粮食。
And Jeremiah says in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16,
耶利米在耶利米书15章16节里面说，
When he found the words of the Lord, he ate them.
当他得到了耶和华的言语，就当食物吃了。
And the words became to him a joy and the delight of his heart.
耶和华的言语就成为他心中的喜乐和快乐。
So, brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord is a spiritual food for our spiritual growth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神的话就是我们属灵的粮食。
And the words of the Lord are not for our, not to entertain our intellect.
神的话并不是只满足于我们这个我们的心思和智力。
And Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 2 to 3.
彼得在彼得的后书里边，是彼得后书
,First Peter,
是彼得前书里边。
Yeah, chapter 2.
第二章。
That we should always long for the word as the babes long for the pure spiritual milk.
我们要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像婴孩爱慕奶一样。
So that we may grow up into salvation.
以至于我们渐渐成长，以致得救。
Friends, this is the word of the Lord will give us a full supply and nutrition for our spiritual growth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神的话会给我们属灵的成长提供全部的营养。
And Peter says that so that we may grow up into salvation.
因此彼得告诉我们说，我们可以渐渐成长以致得救。
Yes. And so when we believe in the Lord and we are saved, we experience the salvation in our spirit.
当我们得救的时候，我们在灵里边经历了救恩。
But the salvation will continue to take effect in our soul throughout this lifetime.
但是这个救恩要在我们整个一生的光景当中，在我们的魂里边工作。
Until we see the Lord face to face, the salvation will happen in our body. We will have this resurrected body.
直到有一天我们见主面的时候，救恩才能够一直在我们身上工作，直到有一天我们的身体变了荣幸。
And Peter says that we need the word of the Lord for us to grow into salvation.
因此彼得告诉我们说，我们需要神的话作为我们属灵的粮食，让我们得救。
So brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord is a spiritual food for us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神的话就是我们属灵的粮食。
The word of the Lord is for us to grow into salvation.
神的话是属灵的粮食，以至于我们能够长大得救。
It is essential and important for our spiritual life.
对于我们的属灵的生命是非常重要，也是非常必须的。
But unfortunately, the word of the Lord is largely neglected by God's people.
但是非常不幸的，神的话在许多的神的儿女当中被忽略。
And we may agree we need His word.
我们都同意我们需要他的话语。
But for some reason, and the longing is lacking.
但是不知道为什么，我们里边那个渴慕缺少了。
And there is no joy, as Jeremiah says, when he found the words of the Lord, he ate them, and there was a joy to his heart. Since the joy is missing too,
我们似乎缺少了神话语在我们里边所带来那个喜乐，不像耶利米说他得到了神的话语就当粮食吃了，并且神的话语在他的心中产生喜乐。
In Amos chapter 8, the prophet Amos prophesies that there will be a spiritual famine and the thirst.
在阿摩斯注八章里边，先知阿摩斯预言将来有一天有一个饥荒要降在地上。
And the famine is not caused by the lack of a physical bread or water.
这个饥荒不是因着缺饼和缺水。
But it's a famine of not hearing the words of the Lord.
这个饥荒乃是人不听神的话。
So, brothers and sisters, in the normal condition, if our life condition before the Lord is normal, if we do not take the words of the Lord, We should feel hungry and thirsty.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们属灵的生命是正常的，当我们没有吃到神话语的时候，我们里边的会感觉到饥渴，感觉到饿。
Amon says there is a famine because of lacking of the word. The supply is not there.
这个阿摩斯告诉我们说，在那边有个饥荒，因为缺少神的话语。
But for us, it might not be the case that the supply is not there. And we may have an ample supply, but we could still be in spiritual starvation.
但是对我们来讲，并不是我们缺少神的话语。神的话语的供应仍然在那里，但是我们仍然感觉到我们是处在饥饿当中。
For some reason, we may have a lost ability to take in the word and digest it.
因为有些原因，我们失去了能够接受神话语、消化神话语的能力。
To some brothers and sisters, probably you know, I was hospitalized for a few days about 3 weeks ago.
有些弟兄姐妹们可能知道，在几周之前，我住进了医院。
I had a severe dehydration.
我里边有严重的脱水。
And prior to that incident, actually, I have not been able to keep the word food down for a few weeks.
因为在那之前，我有几周的时间没有办法把食物存留在我的里边。
Yeah, cannot keep my food down.
我没有办法消化这个食物。
Yeah. So actually, in our house, we had a lot of food.
但实际上，在我们的家里面有很多的食物。
My wife has been taking very good care of me.
因为我的姊妹非常好的关照我。
Yeah, there is no lacking of supply.
在我们家里边，食物没有缺乏的。
But somehow, I was not able to take in what is available into my system.
但是我没有办法能够吸收消化这些食物。
The supply is there, but I was in constant hunger and thirst.
但虽然那个这个供应还在那里边，但是我一直感觉到饥饿和饥渴。
And to a point, my weight quickly dropped.
到了一个程度，我的体重急速的下降。
And I feel fatigued and tired all the time.
我一直感觉到非常的疲劳。
And eventually I was sent to the hospital and they put a stent in my intestine.
以至于我被送进医院，他们把在我的肠子里面放了一个支架。
支架，对吧？And so then I was able again to eat and drink.And also able to gain back some weight.
所以我就可以再一次重新吃重新喝，并且能够体重也增长了一些。
So brothers and sisters, if we cannot take in the word of the Lord regularly,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们不能够常常的吸取主的话语，
We are then in spiritual starvation.
我们就会在一个属灵的饥饿当中。
Even the supply is so bountiful, so available around us.
虽然那个供应是丰富的，是我们随时可以取用的。
But if we cannot take it in, then we are still in spiritual starvation.
但是如果我们没有吸取的话，我们仍然在属灵的饥饿当中。
Brothers and sisters, are you in spiritual starvation?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你是否在属灵的饥饿当中？
Do we feel like we cannot, even we have heard so many wonderful messages and we have read so many words of the Lord, we have joined so many meetings, but we just cannot keep the words down.
虽然我们听见了许多美好的信息，有神丰盛的话语，美好的聚会，但是我们仍然不能够吸取神的话。
Christ's life in us is supposed to be full of power and strength.
因为神基督耶稣的生命在我们里边应该是丰满的，应该是有能力的。
But do we feel ourselves so weak, so fatigued in our following the Lord?
但是我们是否在我们跟随主的这条路上，觉得我们常常是非常的劳累，非常的软弱的？
Just like I was severely dehydrated.
就是当我脱水的时候。
Yeah. And this might be the sign that there's something wrong with you and also with me spiritually.
这可能就是在我们你我里边那个属灵经历当中发现一个有问题的点。
Brothers and sisters, there might be something has spoiled our appetite.
有些事情可能破坏了我们属灵的胃口。
There's something might have a spoiled, or might have a blocked our digestive system.
有些事情可能阻止了我们的消化，消化神的功用。
Something inside of us has a block the coming of the Lord into our hearts.
在我们里边有一些东西阻止了神能够进入到我们里边了。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what, if we do sense that we are in spiritual starvation, we need to come to the greatest physician, our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们感觉到了这个一点，我们就知道我们是处在一个属灵的饥饿当中。
We need
我们需要来到这位最伟大的医生面前。
Yeah, we need to ask the Lord to reveal us, reveal what is wrong with us, and also ask the Lord to heal us.
我们需要求主显明我们里边出现了什么问题，来医治我们。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to go on to maturity, first we need to eat the word of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们需要进入成熟，我们首先需要吃神的话语。
And second, we need to rest in the Lord.
第二点是我们需要在主里边得安息。
A restless Christian cannot grow well.
如果一个没有安息的基督徒，他就没有办法美好的成长。
And we can only enter into the rest of the Lord by faith.
我们只能借着信心进入神的安息。
And what does the faith do?
信心要带给我们什么呢？
And the faith actually directs our gaze upon the Lord.
因为信心把我们的眼目的焦距转向神。
And also put our entire trust in Him and also in His finished work on the cross.
并且把我们所有的重担都信托在他的身上，相信他已经完成的工作。
Faith is to persuade us with the word of the Lord that He is our Lord is trustworthy.
信心能够告诉我们说，我们的神是一个信实的神。
Brothers and sisters, we should be fully persuaded because our Lord is a sovereign and also our Lord loves us.
我们需要被圣灵要劝导我们，相信我们的神他是全知，他是全能的，他也是慈爱的神。
In His sovereignty, He is in control of everything.
在他的全能的手中，他控制着所有的事情。
In Matthew 10:29, the Lord says that without God's permission, not even a sparrow will fall onto the ground.
在马太福音29章里边告诉我们说，若是没有神的允许，连一个麻雀都不会掉在地上。
Not even a sparrow will fall onto the ground.
甚至一个麻雀，如果是没有神的允许，都不会掉在地上。
Our God is in control of everything, big or small.
我们的神他控制着全所有的事情，无论是大事还是小事。
And also in His love, and He cares for us in every detail in life.
并且在他的爱中，他关心着我们生命当中的每一个细节，点点滴滴。
In Matthew 10:30-31, the Lord says that our great God values and cares for us. He even numbers and also labors our hairs.
在马太福音第十章里面告诉我们说，我们的神他关怀爱我们，甚至我们的头发都被数过了。
And then now I feel a little bit more tangible since my hair has grown back.
现在我觉得讲这句话呢有点感觉了，因为我的头很多头发已经长出来了。
Our God is great, and He is our Father, and He loves each one of us, and He cares for every detail in our lives.
我们的神是我们爱的父，他关心我们，他关心每一位弟兄姐妹的。
Brothers and sisters, because of His sovereignty, and also because of His love, and we can fully entrust ourselves unto Him under all circumstances.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，因着我们的神他的主权和慈爱，我们可以完全把自己交托给他，无论外边是任何的光景。
We shall rest in the Lord.
我们可以在神里边得安息。
And one more essential element, element for our spiritual growth is to exercise our spiritual senses.
对于属灵进入成熟的另外一个非常基本重要的因素，就是我们要操练我们属灵的感觉。
Hebrews 5:14, I use a NASB version. But the solid foot is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
在希伯来书第五章十四节里边讲到说，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍被操练，被习练的通达。
Yes, here the word train means that to exercise and to train a person in a gymnasium.
这里边的这个操练，或者是我们属灵的这个操练，是讲到好像是一个在这个体育馆里边的这个运动的操练一样。
Yes, and to train in a gymnasium.
在体育馆里边我们做这个运动的操练。
And the training is concerning our spiritual, senses, and especially the senses in our spirit, our intuition, our conscience, and the fellowship.
这里边讲到我们属灵的操练，是讲到我们灵里边的操，功用里边的操练，包括良心、直觉和交通。
Yeah. And we know a lot of times we may not know how to do it.
很多的时候我们自己并不知道怎样做。
And nowadays, many brothers and sisters are probably also into workout quite a bit.
Workout. 很多的弟兄姐妹们都常常去锻炼。
Yes. And if we do some weightlifting, if we do not do it properly and correctly, we may hurt ourselves.
如果我们去在那运动体育馆里锻炼或者举重，如果我们做的不对的话，我们可能会受伤。
Yeah, we were told that it would be better to have someone more experienced, skilled, and to instruct us and to guide us through.
所以我们常常被劝告，我们需要有一个有经验的来帮助我们，来训练我们。
And I guess that's why there are so many professional trainers in some of the gymnasiums.
因此我想这可能是在许多的这个体育馆里边都有那些专业的教练。
Yes, and for those trainers, they could be very professional, but they may not fully understand or sympathize our situation. And so sometimes he or they may improperly work us.
这些教练他们可能非常有经验，但是他们对我们自己的光景可能并不了解，也不并不同情，所以很多的时候呢，他们给我们的训练可能会使我们伤害。
Many years ago, one of my friends joined a gym.
很多年前，我的一个朋友他参加了一个体育馆。
Yeah, as a part of the promotion, he got a couple of workout sessions with a trainer for free.
那里边有一个有一个广告，就是让他可以参加一个项目是免费的。
It's a part of promotion, and so it's part of benefit if you join the gym. So he joined the gym, so it's a benefit to go with it.
所以他当他参加这个体育馆的时候，那里边有一个附加的一个这个利益，就是条件，他可以呢得到一个免费的这个训练。
Yes. So after the first session, he complained to me.
第一次训练之后，他就开始对我抱怨。
The trainer was too young.
因为这个训练这个教练呢太年轻了。
And he was overly eager.
并且呢他是过分的热心。
And he didn't care how old he was.
他完全没有想到他是多大的年龄。
And he just overworked him so much that he barely could get up out of the bed for the next 2 days.
以至于呢他让他这个训练完全超过了他的体能。过去的之后的两天没有办法起来。
Yeah. So since then, he still went to the gym because he already paid for it.
虽然他还是继续去那个体育馆，因为他已经付了钱。
But whenever he stepped into the gym, he saw that trainer over there.
但是每一次他到这个体育馆里面看见那个教练的时候
，Yeah, he will immediately turn his back on him.
他就马上转身过去。
And he went the opposite direction.
就往不同的方向走了。
But brothers and sisters, this is what happened in the physical realm, in the gym, and for a professional trainer.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是在我们身体的操练上，在这些专业的教练下所发生的光景。
But we thank the Lord in the spiritual gymnasium, we also have a trainer.
但是感谢主，在这个属灵的体育馆里边，我们也有一位教练。
And the trainer is the Holy Spirit.
这位教练就是圣灵。
And who instructs us and guides us when we have our spiritual senses trained.
当我们这个属灵的感觉被操练的时候，是圣灵来训练我们。
And the trainer is not, the Holy Spirit, the trainer does not only have the know-how.
这位圣灵教练他不仅仅知道怎样教，
but he is also very gentle.
他也是非常的温柔。
He instructs us, directs us with a still small voice.
他借着一个那个微小的声音来指示，来引领我们。
He does not force an issue on us, not to mention to work overwork us.
他并不强迫我们，也绝不会让我们过分的劳累。
But for us continue to be trained, we need to cooperate with him.
但是如果我们能够继续在这里边操练的时候，我们必须与他合作。
We see him, we need to approach him.
我们需要来寻求他。
We cannot turn our back on him.
我们不能够把转身面向离开他。
Yeah, we need to obey the anointing.
我们需要去遵需要那个顺服那个恩膏的教训。
Because only in this way can our senses be trained that we may discern what is good and evil.
只有在这样，我们属灵的感觉才能够被操练，我们才能知道神为何为善，何为恶。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that it takes time to grow.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们都知道成长是需要时间的。
But as our brother oftentimes reminds us,
我们弟兄常常提醒我们，
the way our Lord view time is different from ours. The way our Lord view time.
我们主看他看时间和我们的观点是不一样的。
Yeah, in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8.
在彼得后书里边所告诉我们的。
And Peter says that, but that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day.
在主那边看千年如一日，一日如千年。
So, brothers and sisters, if we spend a day before the Lord in eating His word, in resting in Him, and also exercising our spiritual senses,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们花一天的时间在主里边吃他的食物，安息在他的里边，操练我们属灵的感觉，
Our growth could be much more than one day worth.
我们在他里边的成长就会超过那一天所能够衡量的。
So actually, if we look at the rate one day and 1,000 years, actually the rate is 365,000, 1/365,000.
那如果我们要做一个比例的话，一天和一千年就是1:36,000
Yes. 嗯。It's worthy for us to invest.
这实在是来讲，对我们是何等值得的。
It's worthy for us to put ourselves in.
是何等的值得把我们投身在其中。
But if we have not been mindful of our spiritual condition for a long time.
但是如果我们对于我们自己属灵的光景有很久没有察觉了。
And all those days or years may amount to nothing to the Lord.
所有过去这些年日在神的眼中看来都是没有价值。
Brothers and sisters, we do not know how many days we may have ahead of us.
现在弟兄姐妹们，我们不知道在我们前边还有多少个日子。
But I want my day to be more than 1,000 years.
但是我实在是盼望我的年日超过千年。
Oh, one day is more than 1,000 years.
在主面前的一天就是一千年。
What about you, brothers and sisters?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们的感觉呢？
May we redeem the time the Lord has given us.
愿我们实在是赎回神所赐给我们的光阴。
Let's go on to maturity.
让我们竭力进到成熟。
So that our Father's heart can also be satisfied.
让我们的天父的心得到满足。
That's our word of prayer.
我们再一起祷告。
Lord, we want to bow down and give you thanks.
主啊，我们向你俯伏敬拜，感谢赞美你。
And we thank you for such a great salvation.
我们为着你奇妙的恩典感谢你。
We thank you for giving us your very own life.
我们感谢你把你自己的生命赐给我们。
And we also thank you for giving us everything pertaining life and godliness.
我们也感谢你赐给我们所有关乎生命敬虔的事。
And you also encourage us to go on to maturity.
也感谢你鼓励我们能够竭力进入成熟。
And we thank you for speaking to our hearts.
我们感谢你对着我们的心说话。
And we thank you that, Lord, we need to rise up and follow you.
我们感谢你让我们能够起来来跟随你。
And we may eat your word, we may rest in you, we may also exercise our spiritual senses.
我们可以吃你的话语，在你里边得安息，我们可以操练我们属灵的感觉。
And we can grow, and so that our life, our service, and could also bring joy to our Father.
我们可以在你里边长大，我们的生命，我们的服事，都可以给你带来荣耀。
And Lord, we thank you for being with us.
我们感谢你与我们同在。
And may your word will not return in vain.
愿你的话语没有白白的失去。
And may you continue your good work in each one of us.
愿你继续在我们每个人的生命当中工作。
And to its perfection and to your own glory.
为着你自己的荣耀使它能够达到完全。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.